be a GoPro camera inside the Nebraska meeting room right now because Tim Miles' Nebraska team just blew an 18-point second half lead, wasn't it? 18-point lead in the second half and lost to Ohio State. Yowza! Tim Miles is not a happy guy right now. Tim Miles was a fun guy. He was a nice guy. He was great to cover, but he had a little bit of a temper. And so I'm guessing right now that it's not very pleasant inside the Nebraska meeting room or locker room or clubhouse, whatever they call it.
To use an overused cliche, a fly on the wall.
So I didn't want to use it. I didn't want to use the cliche.
Well, somebody set it a site for me to check out all these cliches. That's one of them. Country of origin, United States. I might be on this quite a bit for the rest of my life. This is awesome. Thank you for sending this in. Dale, I believe it was.
I think Dale sent it in. He sent in an article about Tim Miles as well. So thank you, Dale, for sending in some good information. 3:36 in the Mike McFeely Show. Yesterday, it became known that a guy that I like a lot was throwing, as I wrote on Twitter, he was throwing his cowboy hat in the ring to run for the Agriculture Commissioner of North Dakota position that's going to be up for grabs in November of 2014. Ryan Taylor, you know him for running for governor statewide a couple of years ago as Jack Dalrymple. Now he wants to be the Agriculture Commissioner, and I think it is a great choice by him, and he will be a great choice for the citizens of North Dakota. And Ryan's making a tour around the state today talking about his decision to run for Ag Commissioner, and he has a couple minutes for us now, so he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Ryan Taylor. Congratulations on a great decision by you. Hello, Ryan. We don't have Ryan Taylor, Pinto, so ring. I gave him a 25-minute introduction, and he wasn't there. So give him a call. We had him on the line for a while there, but we'll get Ryan Taylor right back on. I like Ryan because I heard a lot of the good things that he said during the campaign for governor against Dalrymple a couple of years ago. He was talking, and I know this is the Ag Commissioner post, and it's not, you know, the gubernatorial post, but a lot of the things that he was saying, I think, can transfer to maybe something like the Industrial Commission, something along those lines. So let's see. Ryan Taylor, are you there now? Do we have you?
I can hear you, Mike. I'm back. So.
Okay, good. Ryan, and what I said was congratulations on your great decision to run for Ag Commissioner. Way to go.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. We had a good day, and I think they maybe heard it on your show first when you were kind of pondering about who ought to run for Ag Commissioner. So we appreciate you for putting the idea in our head.
Oh, well, I'm glad that I can have some influence over you. I appreciate that. Let me ask the basic question I ask every political candidate when they throw their hat in the ring. Why?
Well, you know, in North Dakota, we have a big new industry coming on in energy, and agriculture is still our number one industry, and my feeling is that we need someone with a lot stronger voice advocating for our first industry to make sure that farmers and ranchers aren't sacrificed in the quest for oil. We can do both, but I think it takes a lot stronger voice than what we've got today.
Your background is one of agriculture as well, Ryan. I mean, you're a rancher in the western part of the state, so this is something that is near and dear to your heart.
It is, and my family's had a ranch near Towner, which is north central North Dakota, since 1903. And it's a family operation, and we're raising our children there, and it's hallowed ground, and it's really, I think, what North Dakota agriculture is it's about families, and it's about generations handing it from one to the next, and that's something I don't think we want to lose in North Dakota. You know, the Ag Commissioner has a lot of roles, and maybe you alluded to it just a second ago, that one of those roles is sitting on the Industrial Commission, right next to the governor and the attorney general. And I think that's the role where their voice really needs to shine for agriculture, and it affects everyone from east to west. You know, you poke that many holes in the ground, we know oil's going to come out, and it's going to go to market. But then we can't be surprised when you can't get any grain on the tracks from an elevator, if the state mill has to shut down, if the sugar beet plants are slowed down, because there's simply no room on the rails. We should have a more holistic view to prevent that from happening.
How, as Ag Commissioner, do you try to solve that problem, Ryan? Because that is an issue that's come up now with trains and oil, and you mentioned sugar beets and elevators. It is an issue out there for farmers and producers in North Dakota. How, as the Ag Commissioner, do you help solve that?
Well, you're the one, as Ag Commissioner, you're one of three votes that's going to permit all those wells. And I think you need a plan in place as those permits come before you. How are you going to get the product to market? How much is it going to produce? And if it looks like there's going to be so much product coming to market on rail that you're going to sacrifice another industry in the process or cause undue expense to the industry of agriculture, you need to go back and work on that plan again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's about the pipelines. Maybe it's about a little different drilling pattern. You know, there's just other ways we need to look at, and it's kind of a 30,000-foot view. It's looking at the long run and making sure that you're not harming one industry that we depend on all across North Dakota in the pursuit of another.
And you mentioned that earlier, and I hammer this point home as often as I can in this program, Ryan, and that's that, you know, we talk a lot about oil in North Dakota, and certainly it is a huge player in what's going on in the state right now. But agriculture was and continues to be the number one economic generator across all of the state. And that includes, of course, a place like Fargo, where so many jobs, so many opportunities, including mine, depend so much on agriculture that we just can't lose sight that, yep, oil's great, energy's great, coal's great, everything is great, but it's the farmers, producers, and ranchers that still drive the state and will always drive the state when the oil industry long leaves the ground here.
It is still our number one industry. It's our first industry, as I like to say. You know, ag cultivation and grazing animals have sustained us from day one, basically, in North Dakota. And we can't have these trades. I think about the livestock sales barn in Minot that we lost, that was torn down. And they were making room for tracks and oil tankers. And that's a decision that was made. But it sure changed the way that ranchers in that area do business, and it increased their costs. And I'm pretty sure we'll still have cattle to sell after that last tanker car is filled with oil. So we need to be careful. We need to make sure we have both. And we need to make sure that agriculture doesn't get sacrificed in the process.
Ryan Taylor, he's running for Ag Commissioner in North Dakota. He still needs the nomination for the Democratic Party in the state, but I'm fairly confident that's going to happen. So he will be an Ag Commissioner candidate in the fall across the state, of course. What other topics, what other issues, Ryan, are out there for you that you see as something you want to tackle as Ag Commissioner?
Well, we talked about, although it's not the number one reason I made my decision, and of course you're aware of reports on what the office environment has been at the Department of Agriculture. And I think the numbers are interesting. When you look at 61 permanent employees in that department, and I was on the Ag Committee in the Senate for years, and knew a lot of those. But as it turns out, 43 of those employees have left their jobs in the first four full years of this commissioner's term. You know, that's shocking. And I look at that and say, you know, that's bad for agriculture. We need to make sure that their turnover rate was 22.4% last year. We maybe need to change leadership in that department to make sure that this is an environment where people come to work and know that they're respected for the job that they do, know that they're admired for the skills that they bring, and that they've got a leader in that position that is going to be working alongside of them, that has trust and communication. And that's what we can say right now while they sort those things out, I think, at the Republican convention.
How about when it comes to overseas markets for North Dakota products, Ryan? That's a big issue, as always, as it should be. What kind of things do you want to see happen there?
Well, and within the Ag Department, there's certainly a role there. And you know, agriculture really depends, as you say, on markets. Now, you're going to have to make some trade trips. You're going to have to make some inroads to new markets. And I don't know that I can say that this commissioner has shirked that responsibility. He's probably done it fairly well, you know, and possible. But you're going to be the face of agriculture for North Dakota. And whether you're selling soybeans or corn or wheat or, you know, take your pick. Moving beef across the waters as well. I think I'll come into it with a lot of genuine marketing ability, and you're going to have an ag commissioner who's engaged.
How's your first day out there been, Ryan? You made stops in Fargo, made stop in Bismarck. What's the reception you've gotten so far?
Well, we had a wonderful reception in Fargo at the depot this morning and this afternoon in Bismarck. And you know, that's one thing, as Nikki and I went across the state today. We were lucky enough that my mother-in-law came in late last night after watching her granddaughters win the Watford City Wolves basketball game to go to state Class B. So the kids were taken care of, and it's something that's not new to us. You know, we did this just 2 years ago, so we're seeing old friends, and we're building off of momentum that we had 2 years ago. So all those who supported us, the work we did 2 years ago, we don't think that's in vain. And we don't start from zero this time. And this is a race that is in play. And we're in it to win it.
Are you going to continue to write your great column, Cowboy Logic, throughout this campaign, Ryan? Can we count on that? Because if people haven't checked it out, you do a pretty darn good job of writing as well. You could probably be a columnist full-time somewhere if you didn't want to be a commissioner at Dakota. Are you going to still keep up that role, too?
Well, through the campaign, we will. Of course, it won't be a political column, as it cannot be, as we publish in those papers. But writing is something that I'm going to do whether anyone pays me to do it or not, because it's way cheaper than a psychiatrist, and I need the therapy. So
I just enjoy it because it's so common sense. It's just down home. It's you. The column and writing you do is just you. So it's very enjoyable. It's very fun to read. So keep it up, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you have a website, Ryan, that people can go to find out more, or some place where they can check you out?
We do. We're up at taylor4nd.com, and that's the figure four. So Taylor and then the figure four, nd.com. And they can go to Facebook. We got the political page there as well. Of course, we friend a lot of folks on my personal page. And we send tweets, and we do it all. But those will get you to the right place. And we just look forward to seeing everyone across the state. Everyone votes for Ag Commissioner. Farmers, ranchers, all people, all workers. All families in North Dakota get a chance to vote in this race, so we look forward to meeting them.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations on your decision again, and I'm sure we'll talk much during the campaign, okay?
I appreciate the chance, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Yep, you bet. Ryan Taylor, he's a good one.